Blog Talk Radio. Called The Black Angel, Memoirs of a Preacher's Daughter. This is an awesome book, y'all. Y'all know y'all gonna have to go out and look. You're gonna sow a seed today. Y'all gonna get on here and sow a seed for this young lady. She has been to hell and back, and God has, I'm talking about like Jesus rose, she has risen. And through and by the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I tell you, this is an awesome book, y'all. I'm going to give you a little bit about her. Her name is Mariah Marie Jarito, a.k.a. Miss Pecan. Now, y'all just, I want y'all to just hold that thought right there. Hold that thought. Mariah Marie Jarito. She is the daughter of a prominent minister. This, her book is the story of her life from a preacher's kid, a hustler, and once a stripper. This book reveals all the pain and the love, breakups and abusive relationships, molestation, near-death car accident, and the truth about all the secrets she carried in her life. After years of loving her sister, the sister that she would later find out could be her cousin, to the shocking revelation she believed after her own investigation over 40 years that her father most likely killed himself when she was the age of 6. So the family said, after learning the rumors of the oldest brother, the wife affair with each other. Miss Pecan, she is a follow. I want, this is what I want y'all. I want y'all to follow her and watch her. She is black. It's, you haven't seen a caterpillar, and then when it gets to the full the fullness of itself, it becomes a butterfly.
Right.
This is what this young lady has become. Like Job, the devil is given permission to touch her life, but God never allows him to take it. In spite of it all, she learns that the choices people make in their relationship with God, you can overcome anything and all things through them all. And whatever your pain, she said, whatever your pain may be, I always remember there is sunshine after the rain. Perhaps you may stumble, even fall, but God is always there to help you through it all. And we're going to come after this selection, we're going to come back with Mariah Marie Jarito. Oh, hallelujah. But praise and glory and praise by T. Land is the thing we want to hear today. Bring it up.
We've come to give glory and praise, honor and reverence to our King.
Oh, Lord, we give you glory.
Oh, Lord, we give you glory.
Oh, Lord, we give you the praise.
Oh, Lord, we give you the praise.
Oh, Lord, we give you glory.
Oh, Lord, we give you glory.
Oh, Lord, we give you the praise.
Oh, Lord, we give you the praise.
Oh, Lord, we give you glory.
Oh, Lord, we give you glory.
Oh, Lord, we give you the praise.
Oh, Lord, we give you the praise.
Oh, Lord, we give you glory.
Oh, Lord, we give you glory.
Oh, Lord, we give you the praise.
Oh, Lord, we give you the praise.
For you are great and mighty. For you are mighty and vast.
Oh, Lord, we give you
glory. Oh, Lord, we give you the glory and the praise.
Governing Lord.
Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. We give you glory and we give
you praise because
you are worthy to be praised. My God, I thank you for your son, Jesus, the Christ Jesus in me, for living in me all of these days and shall continue to live in me until I meet him in glory. What you talking about? Now, I don't know about you, but if you think you might be slipping, you might want to get it together because our time is drawing down. It's drawing down, y'all.
Winding
up, and it's winding down. What you talking about? Ooh, Lord, ooh, don't start. Ooh. Ooh, I'm going to get hot on it. Look here. I told you we had a special guest on. Her name is Mariah Gerito, and she's a soon-to-come big famous time author and publisher. I'm telling you the lady, I'm speaking into her life. She's going to be a publisher, y'all, along with being an author. She's
Amen.
I welcome her right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Hello, Miss Maria. Mariah.
Hello, Miss Globy. How are you doing? Mariah Marie Torito.
All right. Let them know what you do. You know, you get a little tight tongue, you know.
Yeah, you had it right. Most people don't get it right, but it's Mariah Marie Torito.
Yeah, we get tight tongue.
All right. See, that is Minister Derek Tuggle.
Hello.
He is the laughter of this show. And we're going to be interviewing Miss Gerito right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. And I want you all to tune in to Gospel is Golden next Sunday, where she'll be on there too. This book is fitting to go. Y'all better get, I hope you're getting your pen together right now. Whatever you got to get, we know you got to get this together because I want y'all to get online and purchase this book while she's on this hill. Interview right now. Miss Gerito.
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to tell the listeners a little bit about your book, Girl, Black and the Black Angel, and what is going on. What is going on?
Okay. Well,
give them a little something.
It starts with my mom, and I want to thank God for my mom, and I want to thank God for everything that she instilled in my life when it comes to knowing the Lord and accepting Jesus Christ as my Savior. And that way I know how to go about in life to be blessed by God. So I have been changing my life, and in the midst of changing, the Spirit touched me to write a book called The Black Angel, Memoirs of the Preacher's Daughter, to write about all the things that I've been through all my life about that other people are struggling with and that they need to know that once you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, everything you go through in your past, that you've been through in your past, you can move forward because now I can see the sunshine again. I no longer fear anything. Right now my life is so different despite the ups and downs I'm going through because I know at the end of the day I'm going to give God the glory and I know he got a blessing and he got things for me to do. So the book is because I needed to share my story about everything that happened to me. As far as bad and good. And I was one of those people that people took advantage of. No one wanted to help me. No one wanted to hear me. But they gonna hear me now because my book is the truth, nothing but the truth. And the truth shall set you free. And then what people need to know, we are living our last in evil days. Just because we wake up and the sun is shining, the birds are singing, people are going to work and doing this and doing that. But are you serving your God? Are you praying? Are you going to church? Are you paying your tithes? Are you being good to other people? You know, I came a long ways because I did everything wrong. But now I'm trying to get it right. And I wrote the book because I wanted to help others. You know, I want to help children that are being molested, that are being raped, that are scared to tell their parents or a family member or somebody, a teacher, that they're being disrespected. And I wrote the book because I want people to know when you're on your dying bed, at the end of the day, you know, God can bring you through. Because I was in a car accident, thrown out of a window, expected to die, did die, had 4 cardiac arrests, and I'm back. I'm back.
Lord, hallelujah.
Yes. So I just want everybody to know God is an awesome God.
Right.
And
yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
I don't know what else to really say, because really, I have my chance now to tell people what I always wanted them to know.
That's
I'm here
right,
to work for him.
You're telling your testimony. This is your testimony. And you
right.
know how our Father uses people that think they're not worthy, or they've done so much wrong in their lives. You see how he used Paul. He was a murderer. He was killing the Christians. But look who he ended
right.
up being, and how we still follow the words in which he speaks that was placed within him. I tell you, your book is
right.
your testimony, but you've been through a lot of things.
A lot.
My
so
life
that
was like
Job.
Days. Yeah. In these last days, it's a lot of people going through this stuff right that don't nobody know about.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're still living with it.
Gonna,
it won't let it go.
Your story, yeah, you're telling your story can give
mm-hmm.
them strength to come out and tell theirs.
If they tell it, they'll
free.
Be free. They'll be free. I feel so much better. I don't care. I'm not embarrassed. I'm not ashamed. None of that. Because now I'm living for God. I'm telling his story, his testimony. I'm telling about how he is and what he can do. I had to learn how to read, write, walk, and talk all over again. And I was blind in one eye. And now I can see. Because
wow.
when I was on my last dying bed in the middle of the highway, 6:30 in the morning, I remember what my mama taught me as I was coming up. I said, Jesus, please forgive me for my sin. Mm-hmm. And I say, Jesus, please give me one more chance to raise my kids. And as I stutter, as blood was coming out of my mouth and I couldn't hardly breathe and I knew I was getting ready to die, I said, Jesus, please give me one more chance to live. And here I am today.
Oh, God.
Well, and people try to judge me because I was a stripper. But what they didn't know, all them years that I was stripping, trying to take care of my family, but I was a preacher daughter and they thought I was supposed to be ashamed. I did not forget what my mama taught me, to go to church on Sundays, to pray, pay your tithe, and give God the glory. So God always knew my heart and my desire.
Right. That's awesome.
So I'm here today to say he's awesome. Give him a chance.
Yes,
they give everybody else a chance. Mm-hmm.
Well,
give God
kind of,
a chance.
That's right.
You kind of it's kind of on the lines of the question I was getting ready to ask. You know,
go
you
ahead.
Said you've done it. You say you've done a lot of wrong and a lot of good. How
oh,
much
yes.
of that? How much of that would you say? And I talk to a lot of preacher kids. How much of
right.
that would you say had to do with a lot of the pressure of being a pastor's daughter, because being a pastor's daughter, all eyes on you. They look at everything
right.
you do wrong. They saying, oh, yeah, there you go. That's the preacher kid.
Yeah.
How did you deal with a lot of that pressure?
It was hard because I went into hiding. I tried to live in my own little world. I tried to move places where people didn't know who I am or who I was or what I was doing. I moved away from my city. And I felt like I'm going to do what I want to do without the pressure because no one was helping me after I left home. No one would tell me nothing. No one would show me nothing. And no one didn't want to hear me. Even when people see me coming, the haters, they couldn't stand it. And I know it was all part of just Satan just trying to destroy me and
yes,
made me
yes.
feel bad because I was the preacher's daughter. It's a lot of pressure being a preacher's daughter. You know, I grew
right.
up sitting in the front of the church, and I say preacher because they say, oh, your dad. No, my mom. Because back then they call them evangelists. But I call my mom a preacher because she preached it hard. She preached hard all her life, and she was a single parent. And there's a lot behind
yeah.
that, and it's instilled
right.
in all of her kids. And I'm just coming along. But it's so hard to be what I'm trying to be now because of the different type of people around you in your circle. But the ones that are in my circle, they mean good, and they follow.
Mm-hmm.
I took a lot of people to church with me today.
Right.
Amen.
So
we all...
how,
yeah.
Not a minute,
go
I
ahead.
Didn't cut you off. How, so now, in the midst of you going through all of this and you being a preacher's kid, how did your pastor and parent deal with that also?
Well, my mama didn't want to turn me loose when I turned 18. It was hard.
Of course.
She tried to keep us, you know, in the house, keep us safe, keep, you know, us in the Bible and to live right and to walk right and to talk right. But when we left, we did what we wanted to do. And I was the one that was always in the dark, in the shadow, the blackberry of the bunch. And that's why I kind of felt like, well, I knew all about the spiritual things, the Bible and God, accepting Jesus Christ as my Savior, but I had a lot on me, being molested, you know what I'm saying, being shot, being in a car accident, being a single parent, being abused for 5 years from a baby daddy, you know, to the point where it was hard and no help out here. And see, one thing about help, you never know what a person is going through.
Right.
And that's what I'm known for, to help people. Mm-hmm. I will help anybody, anywhere, every time. I will give them, if I can break a penny in half and give it to them, if that's all I got and it will get them bread, I will do that. Mm-hmm. But most people don't know about that. And then I think that when I was on my dying bed and the things I did out here in this world, it outweighed the bad stuff. And God gave me another chance.
Well, I would definitely say, looking at what you've gone through, there's definitely a purpose for you in this. God has a plan for you and planning a purpose. And looking at what you've gone through, there's probably a lot of other people that wouldn't have made it through what you've been through. So just the fact that you're here today to tell this story, and for the other people, it's definitely a blessing. God's grace and mercy is awesome.
Yeah, it's very awesome. A lot of people probably don't know if they don't give them a chance. But if they will read my book, if they will see my car accident pictures, and they hear what I'm saying, they will give him a chance. And I know it's hard. I know it's hard to stop drinking. I know it's hard to stop doing weed. I know it's hard to stop partying. But just a little bit of changing is all he asks. And at the end of the day, give God glory.
Well,
people don't judge
everything.
You.
All he just got to be is willing, because that's what he is. That's what God is there for.
Exactly.
You know, God gets jealous when you start trying to do it all yourself. If you're going to do it all yourself, you don't need him.
Exactly.
Well,
God wants to help you and free you from, you know, from yourself.
Amen.
And so all you got to do is trust him to do what you know you cannot do.
Right.
And let him do it. And he will.
I will always say, with anything, with any habit, addiction, any vice, it all starts with one person.
Right.
See, God can't help you until it starts with one person, you. Once you make that constant decision in your mind that I'm getting ready to, hey, I got to drop this, then God can say, okay, since you decide you want to do it, now let me help.
Yes. And you got to mean it. I have tried off and on all my life, but I will try, but then I'll go back dancing. I will try again, then I'll go back selling drugs. I will try again, then I was doing something that I shouldn't do. I was trying to do it myself, but I don't know if it comes with age and time and wisdom, because I'll be 50, May the 28th.
Oh, my.
And now I feel him in my soul. There's days I wake up and think I'm walking on water. I don't know where I'm going to get my next money from, the next food I need for my children, because I don't work and my income that I have now is barely enough. But I always know that God going to take care of me. And believe me,
Amen.
He do.
Amen.
Now, let's back that up. Let's back up a minute. Now, you say you will be how old?
I'll be 50 May 24th. Yes, ma'am.
Now, what's you doing like that?
Oh, my goodness. Now, I know.
Yes, ma'am.
Wait, Mr. D. Now, for those of y'all that's looking on by internet, do you see her picture? Now, she say she getting ready to be 50 years old, but she done been through all this. Now, did you hear all the things that this woman done been through?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So
ribs broken,
lying,
collarbone
you're
broken.
Dying bed and God was healing you. He was holding that age back, baby. He renewed you all over.
And I have a lot of people saying that. My fiance even say Oh, really?
My goodness.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank y'all. Thank
you. You know, God already knew. You know, he already knew.
Awesome.
Let me help this baby. Let me help this baby get her stuff. Oh, hallelujah,
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. I feel that in my soul.
I'm just joking.
It's, no. You know what, Ms. Globy, I just want to tell you, I really feel like in my soul that God gave me some of my youth back because it was stolen from me when I was a child from people who hurted me, abused me, and molested me. And after I went through that coma and waking up right at 2 months, he gave me some of what I lost. And now I'm back, so I have more time to enjoy life, to serve him, and to tell people about him.
Amen.
So me looking young is a blessed thing, and you wouldn't believe the things I go through for the way I look. And it's not because of me. It's because of God.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Well, I tell you,
I just
want to
say
right
thank
now,
you.
Honey, it's all God, because he already had it orchestrated and planned. I'm just
yeah.
a tool that he used. You hear what I say?
I was waiting on this. I was waiting on my chance.
It's something. When I met this young lady, I was sitting getting my computer fixed. And when she
right.
walked through the door, my spirit jumped. And I looked to the I looked to my right, and I seen this lady standing in the door, and she had some books in her hand. Now, mind y'all, God done told me to finish my book. And I ain't finished it hard here. Okay, right. Let me go on back there. So when I seen her book, I said, Lord, don't beat me, don't beat me. Jesus, Lord, oh, Jesus, I'm forgiving, Lord, you know, all that. She knew what I was going to do anyway. But I tell you, my spirit jumped, and I said, I knew what was fixing to happen before it even happened. I knew it.
Oh, okay.
I already knew it.
Well, I'm overwhelmed.
So
I'm excited.
It's a plan thing, babe. It's family. And humbly, let you. And just by looking at you, you can believe you have been forgiven and been raised up to be right there with our Lord and Savior. And before we go any further, before Sister Mariah go further with her book and let y'all know that y'all need to get up right now, y'all need to be going to your purse and to the internet and to the screen. Look for that book because it's called The Black Angel. We're going to tell you where you can get it from, but just put in The Black Angel. It's going to come up. But right
the
now,
Black
we're going to play
Memoirs
from Brother Red's call.
The
there you go. We're going to play Forgiven by Brother Reg because she has shown up and forgiven. Bless the Lord. Woo!
Thank you.
My brothers and sisters, in Philippians, the 3rd chapter, the 13th and 14th verse says, Brother, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Collage tough.
No matter what you do.
No matter what you do.
You can still
be forgiven
by
His only
begotten
Son.
Tell Him collage.
By His only begotten.
Not have
ever prayed,
told a lie,
been through life,
you felt so wrong that you have never
got right.
So let's wipe the tears now
from your eyes.
Come out of the darkness,
come by the darkness,
and see
and
the
see
light.
The
don't you know you're
never alone here by your side.
Come on. Take God's hand,
take His hand,
and He'll
be your guide.
Come on, sing, tell Him
no matter what you do,
no matter what you've done, my brothers and sisters,
you can still be forgiven by God,
by His only begotten
Son.
Tell Him again, say,
by His only begotten Son.
Now listen. There are times when things don't go right. And you don't even think about Christ. You do whatever
comes to your mind.
Tell Him, collage.
And Elijah left behind.
Now listen, you may drink, smoke, or fornicate with someone. Glory to God, that's not your divine mate. Have a child. Now you're forced to become. But I'm here to tell you today, no matter what you do, glory to God, no matter what you've done, you can still
be forgiven.
I'm a witness by His only
begotten Son,
by God's only,
by His only begotten Son.
I know many of you are saying out there, Brother Reg, I'm and every day crying that you tell my, I gotta do it, brother, I gotta steal, but the result is for in prison, and you're succumbing, you're doing time, but no matter, I'm here to tell you, no matter what you've done, today you can still. If you're driving in your car, if you're sitting at home alone, listen. Sing, collage, let me tell them. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life because of Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you, don't let that devil fool you. He's a liar. You can still be forgiven. I don't care if you're in prison. I don't care if you're in a hospital, laying on your bed because you've made a mistake. It's a mistake. God loves you so much that He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem you back to Himself. We are of the royal priesthood. You are the head and not the tail. You're more than a conqueror. You can, you will be forgiven. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. Somebody needed to hear this today. Somebody needed to be reminded. I was not always saved. I was not always righteous and right standing with God, but He forgave me. If you repent, if you confess your fault before God, He is just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, I thank You for Your forgiveness today. In Jesus' name.
Oh, bless the Lord. That is forgiven by Brother Reg. And if he didn't tell the whole story, he told it then. Oh,
amen.
Lord, if you just ask for God, your forgiveness, and He is just to forgive you, that's because that is our
Father. Yes, He did. Yes, He did.
The Most High God. Oh, Lord. Sister Mariah, I got one more question before I send the people to the to their purse. Well, I already sent them to their purse. They need to be getting to their screen.
Yes. Okay.
Could you tell us, well, how did you come by the name, the Black Angel?
Because when my father died, my father killed himself when I was 6 years old, and it just seemed like everything went black and dark, and it felt like I had an emptiness in me, even though my mother was preaching, and I knew the word and the right things, but I just started having dreams about the angels, and it was a lot of white angels, but there was only one black one, and that was me all my life. I wanted to do right. I wanted to be like everyone else, but it was just something about me that was missing, and I had an emptiness, a spiritual emptiness in me. And the black angel, just because it's black doesn't mean that it's not a good-hearted angel. So that's how I came up with it, because I always had dreams of being that one black angel among the white angels, but I was still a angel, but I was a good angel.
Well, see, that's the difference right there. That's the difference. Yeah. Right there. Most people that have dysfunctional families and they feel that they're the main dysfunctional primary suspect, they always call themselves the black sheep.
Right.
So, you know,
yeah, or the blackberry of the bunch.
You can say that all the time. Right, right.
Yeah.
And just right, you know, there you say you was an angel then. You just felt
right.
like emptiness, so that made you feel like you may have been a black angel. But
right.
I tell you, the story of this, ladies and gentlemen, the story in this book, you all need to read this. And for those that have been through some of these things, it is a way out. There is a freedom, and that is through Jesus Christ. And
it
we
is.
Have proof of that right here. We have a witness in the house right now,
mm-hmm.
and that is Sister
mm-hmm.
Mariah Jarito. And I want you to tell the listeners how they can purchase your book, where they can go and get it, and how they can contact you.
Okay. And don't never judge the book or a person by the cover.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want people to know that they can get my book on Amazon and the Barnes & Noble. And they also can go to my website, which is theblackangel.info, theblackangel.info. And it'll just give you everything right there and the links where to go to buy it and everything. And also there's a number on there, 704-419-4471. You can also call me and leave your name, number, and if you're in my town or my area, I'll be glad to meet you in a public place and bring you a book. So it's not hard to find the book. Just go online. And thank you so much, Ms. Globy.
Oh, well, you're wonderful. We have a caller that's called in and might want to ask you a question. So I'm going to see if they're willing to speak with you right quick. We want to hold on 1 minute, and we're going to play Heroes by Roxanne Broadnet, and we're going to come back to this particular caller, okay? All right.
Okay, wonderful.
Oh,
bless the Lord. That is Roxanne Broughton, and new direction. He rose, he rose, he rose, y'all. And you know he rose.
Yes, he did.
And how you know that he rose is because we are blessed with the gift of grace, that we can walk in and hold our head up high and know that we are covered by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, Sister Mariah. Mariah, we are so grateful to have you on. We just have some people that's listening in. They just want to listen in and bless you just by listening. That's a blessing right there.
Right.
I tell you, you are encouraging and uplifting some people and encouraging them to just get, if they get the book and they read the book, they're going to be free because they're going to see that they can, they are able to be able to stand and ask for forgiveness and continue to go forward with their life, regardless of what they may have done or what they think that is hindering them from, you know, best serving God. And we just want to say thank you for your story. Thank you for
your testimony.
And, and I'm telling you, you're going to touch a lot of souls, a lot of hearts.
That's my job.
This is the book. That's it, baby. That's it. That's it. Minister D, you got anything else you want to say to Sister Jarita before we close out?
All I can say is keep walking the path that he set for you. That's all. Keep walking the path that he set for you, and you will reap the harvest of blessing if you faint not.
Thank you.
Yes.
I will.
Oh, you hang in there, girl. I will be in touch with you.
Please keep in touch.
On Gospel is Golden next Sunday at 8 p.m. Check it out, everybody. We love you. Thank you so much, Mariah. And we'll
talk
to you
much, too. Okay, then. Blessed evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, y'all, we got a new hit. We got a new it's not a new artist, but I tell you, she got a new hit out. I tell you, it's called He Is. He Is, y'all. Now, y'all in for a treat today. Who's talking about?
I'm listening.
Oh,
let's hear it.
Well, I want to find. I got other stuff to do first, bro. Let me throw it. I'm gonna bring it at the end, so you know, y'all don't be too shocked on what I'm getting ready to do. No, I'm gonna go and play it. Sandrina Taylor, West Palm Beach, Florida. Y'all check this out. Y'all gonna like this. Y'all ain't gonna be able to sit down. You ain't gonna be able to sit down. Let's do this. Hold up.
For we know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ever ask or think. So when you go to him, you must first believe that he is, and whatever you need, God got it.
Yeah.
All right, all right. What you think? What you think? What you think? Mr. D? What you think about that? Okay, he just had some technical difficulties. I just seen him pop out. But that was Sandrina Taylor, all the way from West Palm Beach, Florida, with her new hit single, He Is. Y'all remember that music? Uh-huh. Hey, you got a new beat, new jump. We can do this. We can do this because He is the Almighty King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh, we just thank God for who He is today on Easter Sunday, which we call Resurrection Sunday. Oh, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And I am so glad that He lives in me. But He's a wonder. And we're going to leave off today. And for those of you all that are not saved, you might want to think about doing that today. Surrender and give your all to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have not made Him the Lord of your life today, you want to accept Him, I just ask that you just say this special prayer along with me. It's a prayer of salvation, and He will come into your heart and into your life just as you have asked Him to. He has never failed. Just say these words with me. Heavenly Father, I want to be saved and come into the fullness of You. I know that I have sinned in my life, and I ask that You forgive all my sins, the ones I know about and the ones I don't know about. I now confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And I believe in my heart that God has raised Him from the dead. I ask that Jesus Christ come into my heart and create in me the kind of person You, Father, intended me to be from the moment of my conception. I thank You for this wonderful gift. And now I know that I am saved. Oh, if you said that with me, you are saved and you are free. You are ready to be able to receive the gifts that God has for you and the desires. He said He will give you the desires of your heart if you just have faith and believe. You got to have faith because you got to have faith in order to please Him. So you are get into your word. Find you a good Bible teaching church and get the word in your ear so it can get in your spirit and continue to go forth in Christ Jesus. Oh, we just thank You today. I thank everyone, all of our listeners that came and joined us today here on Resurrection Sunday. We thank You. We'll see you again, and you will see you again next Sunday also on Gospel is Golden. And I will see you back here on Blog Talk Radio, Glorious Gospel Vibes, next week, 6:30, right here. Oh, we know how to do it up. But I just want to pray a little of Juanita Bynum. You know, you had Juanita Bynum, He's a Wonder. That's a good song, ain't it? You know what? I'm just going to play a little bit of that. But I tell you, you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? I just got to play this. Oh, Lord. I'm just so grateful for what God has done for me. I just want to dance in the key of life today. You know, I'm going to change that. I'm going to dance in the key of life. Let's do that. Stephen Arrington. Ah, we're going to dance out here today.
Let me tell you. working Monday through Friday, waiting for my payday. Go to church on Sunday, where I kneel to pray. You know it. I thank God for making my dreams come true. When the demon tries to make a play, you know you just